I want to take a second to remind you to sign up for the POSO Daily Brief. It is completely free. It'll be one email that's sent to you every day. You can stop the endless scrolling, trying to find out what's going on in your world. We will have this delivered directly to you, totally for free. Go to humanevents.com/POSO. Sign up today. It's called the POSO Daily Brief. Read what I read for show prep. You will not regret it. Humanevents.com/POSO. Totally free. The POSO Daily Brief.
We are in a fifth generational conflict. For every lie they tell, we're going to get in their face and yell two truths.
This is Human Events with your host, Jack Posobiec.
Christ is
Merrick Garland is the most partisan, he is the most political attorney general in our nation's history. And mark my words, I believe Merrick Garland will indict Donald Trump.
Building on the success of the EU system, WHO is proud today to launch the Global Digital Health Certification Network.
What's happened to the hundreds of billions of US dollars we've sent to Ukraine? In journalism, curiosity is the gravest crime.
Oh boy. Wow. Okay.
I work with queer trans youth in large groups, and so I deal with a lot of their trauma related to the heteronormative, Judeo-Christian, patriarchal, imperialist, capitalist system that oppresses them. They're not just here in support of our LGBTQ youth, it's all connected. I'm in support of critical race theory and diversity, inclusion, equity training.
Gender identity is real. They're the words from a federal judge who blocked part of a new Florida law involving puberty blockers for transgender minors.
Startling story out of the Cleveland area. Almost 30 children were reported missing over a two-week span at the start of May.
I will ask Congress to pass legislation ensuring that drug smugglers and human traffickers receive the death penalty.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time to the child, 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale.
How long have you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
Timoteo, tú rescata niños, ¿verdad? ¿Puedes ayudarme a encontrar mi hermana?
Te lo prometo.
For Homeland Security, you know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means she'll disappear for good. Imagine walking into her room right now, seeing an empty bed. What we do?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. She's a major operator.
It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, not the police, not us.
What if this was your daughter?
There's no Marine unit coming.
You're on your own. This job tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance to those pieces back together.
When God tells you what to do, you cannot hesitate.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard today's edition, Human Events with Jack Posobiec. Today is 7 June. 2023 Anno Domini. Folks, today we have a story that is currently trending across the entire internet, an incredible a depraved, a disgusting expose of Instagram done in conjunction with the Wall Street Journal, Stanford University, the University of Massachusetts Amherst, all about the promotion, utilization, interaction, buying and selling transactions of pedophile activity, child sex activity, networks operating freely across Meta's networks and specifically across Instagram, the Instagram platform. I want to read a little bit before we bring on our guest of this disgusting report so you can actually understand what it is. Listen to this. And this is the Wall Street Journal, folks. Though out of sight on most of the platforms, sexualized accounts on Instagram are brazen about their interest. Researchers found that Instagram enabled people to search explicit hashtags. Folks, I can't even read most of these hashtags on air. One of them is hashtag preteen sex. And that when you search that hashtag, it connects you to accounts that use these terms to advertise child sex material for sale. Some accounts often claim to be run by the children themselves and use overtly sexual handles incorporating words. I can't say that on air. Instagram accounts offering to sell illicit sex material generally don't publish it openly, but they publish, quote, menus of content. Certain accounts invite buyers to commission specific acts. That means the children are being held in control of the traffickers, of the promoters, and that the users, the pedophiles, go in and choose off the menu, which also includes prices for videos of children harming themselves. They said, at the right price, children are available for in-person meetups. Obviously, this is against the law. It is also against Meta's rules. The pedophilic accounts on Instagram mix brazenness with superficial events, efforts to veil their activity, researchers found. And so what they did is they went in, created dummy accounts on Instagram, then went and interacted with some of these hashtags. Immediately, Instagram started sending them the material. Some of the material included emojis, which functioned as a kind of code, such as an image of a map shorthand for minor attracted person or one of cheese pizza, which shares its initials with child pornography, according to Levine, Professor Levine of the University of Massachusetts. Many declare themselves, quote, lovers of the little things in life. Folks, the algorithm is supporting pedophiles. This is pedogram. We're going to go to a quick break here, and then we come back. I want to turn this over because we've got the best guest we could possibly have, the expert on child sex crimes, on child trafficking in the real world. Former DHS agent Tim Ballard is going to be joining us. The movie Sound of Freedom, which is coming out on the 4th of July. Folks, you need to understand this because it's happening right now, right on your kid's phone.
I'm always listening to Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
All right, folks, we teased it in the last segment. I want to bring him on right now. We have Tim Ballard, who is an expert on child exploitation, child trafficking, former DHS special agent, also former CIA. The movie is Sound of Freedom. It's coming out. You've all heard about it. We do have the website set up, angel.com/human events. But Tim, you know, we had booked you earlier today. We thought we were just going to be talking about the movie. We had booked you earlier in the week, I should say. And then this morning, my phone starts blowing up. They said, Poso, have you seen this report? And now even Elon Musk is talking about. Tell me, in your work, did you ever come across this exploitation of social media networks like this?
Yeah, I mean, the exploitation of social media networks has been going on since child sex has been going on, since the internet's been going on. We generally try our hardest. When I was at 12 years, I was a special agent with the U.S. government. And in the work we do today, where we privatize the efforts to rescue children, we do work with the Facebook and Google, and they all have a law enforcement arm or a law enforcement compliance arm. But I believe these stories. I mean, I'm still vetting this out as brand new. They're not doing a good enough job. If this is actually happening and what's being reported turns out to be true, then they are not doing a good job. And if they don't know that this was happening, then the only other option for them is that they should know. So either way, they're condemned in this story. This should not be happening. They have the tech. They have the know-how to make sure it doesn't happen. But it's a business model. I mean, this is a $32 billion a year business, the buying and selling of people for sex, human trafficking. In the United States, we are the number one consumer year after year for child exploitation material. And how does that material transferred? How are the deals made? On social media. So we need to trust and we need to rely upon these big tech companies to use some of their billions and billions of dollars to save kids and enforce laws and enforce policies to ensure their safety. And apparently that's not happening.
Now, you know, I said this on War Room earlier today, and I'd say it here too. Look, if I was going to launch, and I haven't done, but people have launched social media networks. I mean, when I think about, okay, I want advertisers, I want good user experience, I hire engineers, I'd hire someone to do sales. But I would also think of calling up you or somebody like you who has expertise in this type of information with these networks to make sure that they are not operating on anything that I have entered. Tim, have you or anyone you work with been reached out to by these organizations, by these networks? By the social media, I should say.
No, it's never happened. We were actually contacted by Twitter, is the only one in recent months. Okay, and so we're forging relationship there. But besides that, we've never been solicited for help. I can tell you that there's software that exists. People should go check out People Against Trafficking. It's a group that is putting together tech. I mean, there's things you could do proactively on the social media, and that's what these guys are doing, where you can actually go in and use AI to identify vulnerable children and actually rescue them. From what I understand, the big tech companies don't want it. They don't want to be proactive, and that's been frustrating to hear, but the technology is available. I mean, we could be using social media to save kids. And instead, it seems like we're letting it be used by human traffickers and pedophiles to fulfill their own horrific lusts and fill their pockets with dirty money. So we need change.
Well, you're right, because when you look at some of this stuff, in any investigation, I'll put my I was a Navy intel guy, but when you got a video, you don't know where that person is, you don't know what country they're in, you don't know what status they're in. But if you've got these technological tools, like we're told every day that we've got new AI, we've got facial recognition, we've got stuff that can look up, background noises, anything you can use to find something or try to at least pinpoint where they are in the world, you would think that the first thing that you would do is use that force for child exploitation, right?
Absolutely. I mean, my perception of big tech is they're reactive. Yes, they have a law enforcement compliance group. If you give a request, law enforcement request, maybe they'll help. They probably will. But they need to be proactive, to your point. They need to be using tech to go find the vulnerable, find the kids being sold. It's not that hard with the tech they have, and they're not doing it. And it's evidenced by the fact that far from not doing it, they're letting horrible things happen right before their eyes. It's extremely frustrating.
Tell us what you can about these types of networks. How is it that they come together? How are the transactions done? What role? So social media is sort of the top of the funnel, if I understand this correctly. But then where do they take it from there?
So I'll start out by saying I just executive produced with DNA Films a documentary called It's Happening Right Here. And we answer all of those questions. How are children here being exploited? We hope to get this documentary out in the wake of Sound of Freedom. But the bottom line is you start with the economics of this thing. If the United States, we are the number one demand. We have to stop thinking that human trafficking happens far, far away. We are the number one consumer of child sex material. We also are in the top three of destination countries for human trafficking. Our southern border exposes exactly what's happening. 85,000 unaccompanied minors show up and are lost in the belly of the greatest demand for child sex. I mean, that's on us. That's this current administration that allows this. So we need to wake up and realize we are the problem and we have to be the solution. So once you understand the economics of this and how many pedophiles, how many traffickers want to access the black markets of child sex within the United States, you're going to see, well, the first place they're going to go is where are the kids? Where do the kids exist? Where are the portal, the access points to our children? They're going to start with social media. They're going to go online. They're going to pretend to be something they're not, pretend to be recruiters, photographers, and they lure these kids in. And that's how these kids are disappearing.
I think that's exactly right, because what they found in this article was that if they portrayed themselves as a child on, and the researchers were doing this. They were setting up these dummy accounts, portraying themselves as a child. Then they would start to interact with some of these hashtags, which many of them might seem completely innocuous to start. We'll come up on a break here. But the minute that they would start interacting with it, within seconds, suddenly in the algorithm, you know, the For Me section or the search section, it would start serving them more accounts that were already involved in this trafficking, already involved in videos, in these menus that we're talking about, using these emojis to try to get them to then be, to your point, be recruited into, hey, do you want to make money on the internet? Hey, here's a way to, you know, get involved. You don't have to leave your house, et cetera, et cetera. They were saying that it was rampant and it was actually being done by Instagram itself. And that even if Instagram took action against any of these hashtags, they would immediately, they change one letter, they would change the keyword, they would change what they were doing, and that they're incredibly agile, they're adapt to all of our technology. And unfortunately, I'm going to say this to folks right before we go to break here, because we are going to come back with Tim Ballard and his expertise, that Section 230, people say, well, why can't we go after Zuckerberg? Section 230 protects him from liability based on what is posted on his platform. He is protected by Section 230, and that's why we got to get rid of it. Stay tuned. Come right back. All right, we're back. Tim Ballard. Now, Tim, when we're looking through this stuff, when we're looking through these networks, it's not just Instagram, is it? There's other social media that are involved, but these researchers, they're very strongly going down on Instagram. I do notice, though, and I have to say this, that TikTok doesn't really get mentioned at all in the report. They say, oh, we looked at TikTok, we didn't find any problems there. Is that true? Does TikTok really not have this kind of content? Because that seems strange to me.
No, TikTok is absolutely just as involved, just as vulnerable to, whether they know it or not, but they're vulnerable to pedophiles utilizing their services. And it's everywhere. It's everyone. It's every possible social media platform is being utilized by pedophiles to access children. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's right. And part of me, so when we were on with Steve earlier today, he was asking why is it that, you know, these guys are coming down out now on Zuckerberg? And I said, I think it's because it has to do with that rivalry that's going on with TikTok and Instagram. So because they know this has been out there. And to your point, you've been doing this for years and years and years and trying to sound the alarm. And all the time people will say, you know, throw around words like conspiracy. Oh, that's Tim. That's not really going on. That's happening far away. But well, let me ask you the question right now. Tim, is this something that is only happening far away? Is this Thailand? Is this third world nations? Or is this happening right here on our own shores?
It's right here. It's every day. It's online. It's in your face. Unfortunately, because we have better law enforcement here than, say, developing countries, we're seeing that the bad guys are definitely using more advanced methods to access our kids. And that usually means a digital approach, an online approach. And this is what we gotta, you know, wake up to and provide solutions for. And the world, for the most part, is dead to it, is ignorant to it. And the problem is, if you're my age or older, you didn't grow up as a teenager or a child with the internet. So you have there's this kind of generational, kind of educational gap where parents don't understand the dangers because they've never been there before, and their kids are just getting, you know, just raked over the coals over this stuff, and they're ending up being hurt, trafficked, even under their own roof sometimes. You know, that we see kids getting induced, even threatened sometimes, into having their own kind of, you know, fans OnlyFans page, or, you know, where they're dancing naked while mom and dad are in the next room in a gated community. Like, these are the kind of cases that are happening, and they are human trafficking and child exploitation, and the kids don't even want to do it sometimes. They're being forced into it. They're being lured into it in different ways.
Yeah, one of the stories that I've heard over and over is, you know, they get one, you know, they send out one picture that they didn't mean to send, where they get entered or they think they're out talking to somebody who's another, you know, someone their age. They send out a picture of, you know, sexting, the picture they shouldn't have. And now suddenly that person holds it over them and says, if you don't do this, I'm going to send this picture to your parents. I'm going to send it to your school. I'm going to post it everywhere. And now you're stuck.
This is happening every single day. We get reports constantly on this very thing. And it's exactly how you just described it. As long as they can get a naked picture somehow, which isn't that hard to get these days from a 13-year-old girl, It's over. Here's your church congregation email list. Here's grandma and grandpa's. It's one click. Right. It's all going. You better get on your page and dance naked for me and for my audience. And they do it because they're scared to death. A lot of times these cases end in suicide. They're so depressed that they don't understand. They don't see a way out, and they're too embarrassed to come to their parents, and they end up killing themselves. So it's a huge problem.
Tim, where can people go to find out more information about this? Because I think today was a watershed moment. I really do, because for so long people say that's a fringe thing, that's not really going on. This is a major study, major newspaper. The fact that you've got huge mainstream sources backing up everything you're saying, this is a watershed moment. And by the way, a testament to your work. But where can the people of this audience, of the Human Events audience, go to follow up on you and to support what you do?
So go to OURrescue.org. That's the website to learn all about what we're doing. And there's also educational platforms to learn about the threats. And then also I run something called the Nazarene Fund, which is founded by Glenn Beck. I partner with Glenn, and we do similar work to help persecuted Christians around the world. So that's thenazarenefund.org.
And I've got to say, though, you know, we got a couple of minutes left, but congratulations, the movie, The Sound of Freedom. It is essentially based on you. I'm sure the artistic license here and there, but it's amazing to see this major studio that's behind it with Angel Studios. Are you excited about the movie coming out soon?
I am. It's been an 8-year process. Jim Caviezel does an excellent job, and Eduardo Verástegui, Alejandro Monteverde, the amazing team. We think this can be a story that really gets people awake, so they can then address things like we just talked about. This could be that moment of opening eyes to what's really happening and what really is the threat to our children.
And look, I've seen the trailers for this. We played the trailer. I mean, this is, you know, this is the same weekend, right? This is the same weekend that Indiana Jones is coming out. You know, this July, 4th of July weekend. You know, you guys really chose the pinnacle weekend to put this out, but it to me, it looks like a thriller. I mean, this looks like something that you could see on every screen, but it's not going to get on every screen in America, is it?
You know, it's doing way better than everybody thought. We're looking good. Numbers looking good, and it is a thriller. I mean, it's based on a true story of an operation, one of our very first operations we did in Colombia that was successful, and why I left the government. It starts off with me in the government and why I left to go try to privatize the rescue of children. And it's, I mean, these guys are amazing filmmakers, amazing storytellers, and I think people will enjoy the film.
All right, so we want to sell 2 million for 2 million. That is tickets. So you go to angel.com, and we've set up /human events. So angel.com/human events. Make sure that you go, and you don't have to just buy tickets for yourselves. That's for online streaming passes to watch it, but you can pay it forward. So if someone isn't able to purchase, I love that you guys are doing this. I think this is a brilliant move. It's genius. It's going to get this in front of more eyeballs this way. That is what it's all about, so that you can go and pay it forward, so that somebody who may not have the ability to watch it themselves, guess what? You just bought their ticket. You might never see them, but you just bought their ticket. Tim, congratulations to you. God bless you for your work. Thanks. Final words on this, on just Instagram, the movie coming out. How does it feel that finally the world has taken notice to this?
I'm so grateful. You know, the last couple of years have been tough. People questioning whether this is real. Frankly, I think it's the pedophile trafficker groups that are sometimes creating false stories that show up in things like QAnon and other places to discredit the whole movement. And the truth is, it's been a tough battle. It's been politicized in the last couple of years, you know, with children being sexualized and this whole movement to change the name pedophile to minor attractive persons. I mean, we're fighting, the battle of human trafficking isn't just, you know, in these dark corners of the earth doing extractions. It's a political battle now. It's a cultural battle, because half of this country, this godless half, wants to pretend that it's okay to enslave children in the name of liberating them. So this
Amen.
Is a great time.
God bless you, Tim. And thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you, Tim.
God bless you. Thank you.
When I grew up in the hood, I rolled with Bloods. And them boys had a saying. You can't be listening to all that slappy whack, trimatazole, it's a bam ship, nippy bam bam, like Human Events with Jack Posobiec.
All right, folks, breaking news over the break. Here I am to describe it to you. This is out of the post-millennial, but everywhere has this. Biden's Department of Justice has informed President Trump that he will be indicted next week on, quote, charges of gathering, transmitting, or losing national defense documents. A federal indictment against Trump could be handed down by a federal grand jury next week. He has just been notified by federal prosecutors. Just the News originally reported this. The revelation comes as the Justice Department, so our friends with John Solomon and others originally got this, that the Justice Department has declined to delay charges to allow an investigation into allegations of witness tampering in connection, listen to this, in connection with a senior prosecutor working on the case attempting to influence a key witness by discussing federal judgeship with the lawyer representing the witness provided by Trump's legal team. So look, folks, we've known this is coming for a long time. If you've been watching Human Events Daily, I say it at least once or twice a week. I've been saying it since the Mar-a-Lago raid took place. They were looking for those documents. They didn't care what was actually on the scene. They didn't care about these actual questions about obstruction. They didn't care about, are we really protecting the secrets of the country? Because remember, Mar-a-Lago is controlled by the Secret Service. So I don't even want to entertain any of these ideas for a second, but just keep in mind that all of Mar-a-Lago, the entire facility, is controlled by the Secret Service. The Secret Service, which are ordered to do what? Oh, that's right, protect national security. So no, there's nobody's walking in, and you know, you listen to Rachel Maddow and she has these crazy ideas. Joy Reid and Chris Hayes, these guys, Ari Melber even. You know, Ari used to be good, but he's gotten completely insane lately. He's just got off the deep end for the liberal wine moms that usually just watch Jake Tapper. That they are sitting there thinking that Trump is actually selling our secrets. No. Here's what's going on, okay? Here's what's actually going on. They want to stop Trump from being reelected. And they will pull out every stop to make sure they can do so. Did you know, by the way, that a second grand jury has already been impaneled down in Florida to go through all of this? So they've expanded the investigation so much that they said, you know, one grand jury isn't enough in Washington, D.C. We're going to have another grand jury down in Florida so we can indict everyone around Trump as well. That way we make sure that the populist movement, the nationalist movement, the movement of people that aren't directly tied to the oligarchs, to the money, the moneyed interests, the special interests, the multinational groups, anyone who actually stands up and threatens them, anyone who's standing in their way, is going to be taken out. And it's as simple as that. And if you read this situation, is anything else? We've been telling you, by the way, we had Richard Barris on this week. What news do we break? That there are political strategists out there on the Republican side of the aisle that have been telling donors, don't worry about the polls that all say Donald Trump is in the lead, that all say Donald Trump is up 30 points, he's up 40 points, he's up 50 points. Don't worry about that. Why? Because we got something in our back pocket. We got an ace up the sleeve. Donald Trump. Come here. He's going to get indicted. He's going to get indicted. And they might even put him in handcuffs this time. They didn't give us the perp walk in New York like he was supposed to. They didn't give us the mug shot like they were supposed to. Alvin Bragg didn't do it. But you know what? He's going to get indicted again. A federal indictment. A bigger indictment than the New York one. And they're going to come out there and they're going to say, how can you vote for a guy like this? He's been indicted by Merrick Garland. He's been indicted by the Department of Justice. He's been indicted by our legal system, our legal system that you must trust, the FBI that would never steer you wrong, the federal government that would never, ever lie to you. You know, I said something at CPAC earlier this year. I'll say it again right now. There's one man in this country who is, and this is just true, all right? This is just true. So call me whatever you want, but I'm going to say the truth. There is one man in this country that's been lied about, that's been smeared, that's been defamed, that's been investigated, that's been prosecuted, that's been persecuted more than everyone else in the last 100 years. And his name is Donald Trump. And if this system hates him so much, if every single one of every acronym agency, every agency with an acronym inside and outside of government hates him, if they hate him that much, what does that tell you about what he represents and, more importantly, who he represents? The people of this country who have been screwed over for a generation. You've seen your jobs get sent overseas. You've had to train foreign workers to replace you at your own job, your own workplace. Disney was doing that. They're doing that all throughout California, the H-1Bs. All the wealth that's gone to China. And then we sit there and question, why has it happened? How has this happened to our country? When pedophiles are running wild on Instagram and TikTok, and apparently the federal government says, oh, well, Section 230, we're not going to do anything about that. Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? Are you out of your minds? What if we get together and we decide that we're going to support a populist candidate to actually go in and clean up some of this mess and do something about it? Oh, we're going to indict him. Why? Because, you know, he misfiled his paperwork. Are you kidding me? Do you actually understand how much of a powder keg you would be setting off in this country if you tried to prevent a man like that from duly standing for office in this country? You know what I say? Bring it. Come on, bring it. Let's go. Let's go. You want to do this? Let's do it. Go ahead, indict him. Go ahead and indict him. Put him on trial. Oh, have your little jury, your little D.C. jury pool with all the D.C. liberals with the blue hairs up there saying, oh, look at this guy. He's orange. Guilty. Guilty. Banging your gavels. You try it. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Because you know what? We see you for who you are. We've seen what you've done to the Jan 6 defendants. We've seen what you've done to the detainees. We've seen what you've done to the pro-life movement in this country, the people like Tim Ballard in this country. Do you think for a second the people of this country are going to sit there and just let you do it in front of our eyes? Bring it. You want this? You want this? You got it. All right, I want to take a quick moment to tell you guys about our partnership with our friends over at MyPatriotSupply.com. At MyPatriotSupply.com, you can now grab for your family a 3-month emergency food kit because we know times are restless. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now, the nation's largest preparedness company. You can now save up to $200 on each kit. You will get fast and free shipping as well with MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Look, I've said before, natural disasters, you don't know what they're going to happen. The smoke, I've been talking to my parents up in Pennsylvania. They say the smoke that's coming down from these wildfires with Canada right now, it's horrific. Sometimes we just had the kids up there last weekend. It's been completely insane, you know, being able to go out and even just do basic food shopping. Well, guess what? You know, now you're worried about, can you even get outside because the smoke is getting so bad and they're getting text messages on their phone from the county saying, you know, stay inside because you're worried about smoke inhalation. All right. You had no idea that was going to happen, but God forbid something like this does happen, as it is happening right now, that you could have the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family will be okay because of My Patriot Supply. Go and support them. I'm told that we now have the great Julie Kelly. Do we have Julie, guys? We do. Okay, great. Julie, I'd love to get you on. And look, you have been out in front on this, of talking about the indictment of President Trump. You've been, and I always, whenever we bring it up, I say, look, this ain't me. This is Julie who's been saying it. We've got the breaking news right now. John Solomon, of course, the great John Solomon, gets it before the rest of us, that it looks like this is going to be coming next week, particularly on the Mar-a-Lago case. You've also been focused on the fact that they could be going after him for the Insurrection Act as well off of January 6th. Julie, what does it say that we're at a point like this? What is your reaction to this news?
So, I'm not surprised. As you know, Jack, I've been warning for months, really more than a year, after having followed the January 6th prosecution, this retaliatory, abusive criminal investigation into a 4-hour disturbance on January 6th, 2021. This is a prosecution that has now ensnared at least 1,000 American citizens who protested Joe Biden's election now, 29 months ago? More than 29 months ago? But I've warned people people that this was all sort of optics and building the legal case towards indicting President Trump, both for the events of January 6th and now what looks like will be criminal indictments related to his handling of classified documents. And so I do believe, I thought maybe it was going to be this week, Jack, the indictments on the classified documents. But it looks like Jack Smith might have hit a little snag in terms of venue issues and now has impaneled a grand jury in Florida where any obstruction indictment really legally should come from. So John Solomon is probably right. It probably will be next week. It looks like most of the classified document investigation has wrapped up in D.C. They had some more witness testimony today. So people should not be shocked to see a multi-count criminal indictment against Donald Trump next week, only for classified documents, not for January 6th, which will be coming.
Now, let me look at that for a second and tease that out if we can. Would that, I mean, obviously we're in completely uncharted waters here. This has never been done before. Mm-hmm. No former president has ever been charged federally with anything. Would you then be leaning towards seeing, or could President Trump be potentially looking at charges in D.C. and Florida through this separate grand jury? Is that something that could potentially happen?
Right. So Special Counsel Jack Smith is investigating both events separately, the classified documents case and January 6th. The January 6th criminal indictment will come from D.C. That's where all the activity has been. Jack Smith was appointed in November. He sort of picked up where DOJ had left off or not left off to give the impression, Jack, that the DOJ is independent and that Jack Smith would work independently. Of course, he is not. So those criminal indictments will come from Jack Smith out of D.C. probably now next month or August. The classified documents indictments could be both D.C. for taking classified documents. Kind of depends on when he took them or when they were sent. Was he still president? Did he take them on the plane with him? When did this all transpire? But aside from just the classified documents allegedly mishandling, Smith has been building an obstruction case. And Jack, any obstruction case would have to be tied to events at Mar-a-Lago, including meetings with his attorney, meeting with federal investigators, and anything he would have directed his staff at Mar-a-Lago to do with boxes allegedly containing those classified documents. But as I tweeted today, it looks like Smith might also pursue an espionage charge, violating the Espionage Act, where he would accuse Trump of using classified documents to sort of undermine the security of the United States. But look, people cannot put anything past this DOJ against Jack Smith, against Beryl Howell, who's the chief judge, was the chief judge in the D.C. District Court. Who has acted as a rubber stamp for the DOJ and Jack Smith. So this is quite the legal peril for the president. And Jack, for all the times we've heard the walls are closing in on Donald Trump, this time, unfortunately, it's true. And it's going to be a twofer. It's going to be classified documents and then the big one, which will be January 6th indictment.
No, I think you're exactly right, Julie. And look, you know, I say this on the show. I've said it every time, and it's not even my line. It comes from my wife. So, you know, I've made no abrasions about it, that my wife was born in the Soviet Union. She comes from that part of the world. She came to the U.S. to get away from this type of thing, to get away from this type of government. And she said that when she saw that raid at Mar-a-Lago, we're coming up on a break, but when she saw that raid at Mar-a-Lago, she said, you know what? I know what comes next. I know exactly what comes next. Next comes, oh, it turns out he was corrupt, and turns out that he broke this law, and the next thing that comes are the handcuffs, and then he's let off, and then eventually we never hear from him again, and he's never anywhere near the levers of power, the levers of government, and he just kind of is a person, you know, is a name that used to be around, and then he goes away. And you know what? In the Soviet Union, that's exactly what would happen. And if you're from any part of the world that operates that way, you've seen this movie a million times. So buckle up, everybody. Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana, because I guess we are a banana republic now. This is something I never thought that I would see. I never thought my children would be raised in a country like this. We're coming up on a hard break. But I want to hold you over, Julie, if we can, because I want to get into your latest on January 6th, because I agree with you that we need to be reading all these January 6th cases as driving towards the future indictment of President Trump. People need to put it in context. They are building out a network. They're building out a playbook. They want to use this Insurrection Act. And given what we've seen today, it seems like it's probably going to happen. All right, folks, are you tired of the progressive left owning our corporations? And are you exhausted of trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're just simply trying to buy stuff for yourself, buy stuff for your family? Look, progressive corporate America is pushing messaging that further alienates Christians and conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of our American dream. It's prominent all over the country, especially this month. Starbucks is strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal are canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline are making a mockery of women by using transgender models. And companies like Bud Light and Target are forcing gender ideology on you and your children. Well, thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. Stop giving money to people who hate you. Go to Public Square. Just there, by the way, there's huge news out of Public Square where they said they've doubled the number of signups just in the past couple of weeks. Why are there millions of patriotic Americans who are joining them? Because they love truth, they love our country, and they love our way of life. Go to Public Square. That's publicsq.com. You can join. You'll be connected to all of these businesses from all kinds of different industries that support you, support your family. Folks, go to Public Square, publicsq.com. Join the movement now. Julie Kelly, I got to say it. You know, people are saying, Poso, how can you go there? I said, you know what? You know what? Come, Mr. Tally Man, tally me banana, daylight come and we want to go home. We are a banana republic. We should all just start singing the song. I'm going to make that the new theme song of the show here because I just want to play that every day. Every time I hear something new about the January 6th cases, every time I hear something about President Trump's cases, it's a joke. This is something that every president does. It's not even worth getting into and engaging on the case. But Julie, what can you tell us is the latest on the January 6th front?
So they are arresting people today. I'm getting reports just right now of new arrests related to alleged criminal conduct by Trump supporters on January 6th. So this prosecution is nowhere near its end. Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney, he already has a caseload of more than 1,000 defendants. He has promised to double that caseload. And as I said, this is to build both legal and, you know, publicity momentum towards charging Trump. Trump is not the only one at risk, though, Jack. Let's talk about this. If he is charged with seditious conspiracy for January 6th, again, separate from the classified documents probe, or even conspiracy to obstruct Congress, which is another common charge, you can't have a conspiracy with one person. That's the law. There will have to be at least, they would have to have at least one other person. Who would that person be? Could it be John Eastman? Could it be someone like Jeffrey Clark? Could it be numerous members of Congress who were, of course, involved in that day in disputing the Electoral College vote results in at least six states? That is another area of very risky legal territory created by this Biden regime, this ruthless DOJ, this Democratic hack, Matthew Graves. Who at the same time as he's arresting J6ers, he's letting Washington, D.C. to descend into violent chaos every day. He's responsible for prosecuting local crimes as well. So when you say banana republic, I say that often. I even use a little banana emoji on Twitter. And it's not just what the prosecutors are doing, Jack. It is what the judges are doing, what they are allowing. These outrageous charges that they are allowing DOJ to bring forward on January 6ers and excessive prison sentences for nonviolent offenders. When you say banana republic, it's true, and we are just getting started. And when people see Donald Trump in handcuffs, I don't think for classified documents, but for January 6th, especially if he faces a seditious conspiracy count, people had better prepare themselves because it's very likely that that will happen.
We've also been told, by the way, by the FBI, and I've never in the history of the FBI have I heard something like this before, that they're preparing over 1,000 new indictments against people just for walking around on the lawn on January 6th. Julie, that can't possibly be true, can it?
1,000 more. Yes, that's what Matthew Graves, that's what I was just saying. 1,000 more cases. They already have close to probably 1,100 now. So Matthew Graves told the Washington Post he was going to double that. The federal public defender's office has been notified that they needed to prepare for 1,000 more defendants. A lot of these people are reliant on public defenders or court-appointed attorneys. In fact, Jack, one judge announced his retirement. Thank God, Judge Thomas Hogan. He should have retired a long time ago, Reagan appointee. But he said he wanted to retire instead of spending the next 5 or 6 years adjudicating January 6th cases. This has swamped the D.C. District Court. You'd be hard-pressed to look at the D.C. District Court schedule every day and not see at least 75% of the court proceedings in the courthouse tied to January 6th. This is how our nation's capital legal and judicial system is spending its time, going after mostly low-level misdemeanor cases, as I said, to punish Americans, to build the legal and public momentum, to charge Donald Trump and others tied to him, possibly including Republican members of Congress.
Look, we read Solzhenitsyn, we read the Gulag Archipelago, and we're told that in the Soviet Union, these were times of grave injustice, and this would never happen again, that we'd never see it, that we'd drive it out, that the United States, we just had D-Day. We just had the anniversary of D-Day where we said we were fighting for freedom. We're going to honor those sacrifices. How are we honoring the sacrifices for freedom when we're locking up people for walking around with little American flags and standing on the lawn? Julie Kelly, final minute here. Where can people go to get what you're working on and get your coordinates?
Thanks so much, Jeff, for having me on. All of my work is at American Greatness and Greatness.com. I post a lot of breaking news, which there is every day, related to these investigations at my Twitter page, Julie_Kelly2. And I will have a new column up on Friday talking about Jack Smith's compromised independent team of investigators and prosecutors, which, of course, is not the case.
Thank you so much, Julie Kelly. Thank you for your time. Everyone go follow her. Everyone within the sound of my voice. She's exactly right, because we're also told there's new allegations that one of Jack Smith's prosecutors, and JustTheNews.com has this up, tried to sway witness testimony by dangling a federal judgeship in front of them to potentially get them to cooperate with the investigation. Listen to John Solomon later today. He's got all the details on that. But folks, did you really think that these people would let you take your country back without a fight? Did you really think that politically you wouldn't have to get your hands dirty? That you could just sit back and say, oh, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys. We'll just point out the double standards and eventually we'll win. When the Moms for Liberty are being labeled domestic terrorists, wake up and understand what part of the movie you're in. We're getting very close to the end. So ladies and gentlemen, as always, have my permission to lay ashore.